Christoph.
Hey everybody, this is Beer Guy from Greenlight Radio, and we're sitting here with Gubs and Mihaly from Twiddle, and they just finished up a Boulder Theater show here in Boulder, February 10th and 11th. Welcome, guys.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Howdy.
Hey, great shows this weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
We're always good to have you guys in Colorado. Pretty much congrats on your recent success in the last few years. It's
appreciate
been a lot
that.
Of fun watching you guys rise up and
thank you.
Do what you do. It's a lot of fun. So you guys were lucky enough to play on Jam Cruise the last 2 years, is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty rare to have a band play 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
How were both of them, and how good were they compared to each other?
Jam Cruise is great overall. I mean, each year there's a little bit different of the lineup. The first year we were there, we were a lot more nervous. It was the first time we had done that. So I think the second year we all felt a little more comfortable doing our thing on the boat. But both years were great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's clearly a difference in our playing because of the comfort level, just having that confidence and striving to play with more people too. We definitely did this time around.
Makes it match a little bit.
It was great, yeah.
Good deal. I haven't been on Jam Cruise yet. I really want to go, but
it's
tough right after New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
We get spoiled here in the Denver Boulder area because everybody comes here.
Yeah.
It's like every year we just get hammered by everybody.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So speaking of which, getting a bunch of bands together, you guys throw your own festival called Tumble Down in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us just a little bit about that, when it usually is, and your favorite parts about hosting your own festival.
Usually it's at the end of July. It's on the Burlington waterfront right on Lake Champlain, so it's a great location. We got two stages this year. I think my favorite part is just being able to, fill Burlington with, music for the whole weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, getting to choose what bands we want to bring in and represent, because we've made so many awesome connections, and it's really cool to bring them all together in one spot.
Yeah, I bet you met a lot of cool people along the way.
For sure.
Good deal. Speaking of which, you guys played, what's the festival out in Virginia?
Locken.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? I think I watched that one on TV.
Hot.
Yeah.
It was so hot, but it was amazing.
Balls.
I mean, it was super cool, rotating stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's what I remember seeing.
Yeah.
It was a rotating stage.
Very
and
cool.
I think the original rotating stage was Woodstock, wasn't it?
I think it was
just much bigger. So they
set
up
huge.
A whole setup.
And I think they had to actually manually move the whole thing. Whereas this one, it was just like one guy in a, the chair just pushing a button.
Wasn't a bunch of Hell's
really
Angels
bored.
Pushing around.
Yeah.
Okay. well, that's cool. Do you guys have any announcements from that festival yet? Is there any bookings going on?
For Locken?
Yeah. Not for Locken, I meant for Tumbledown.
We haven't I don't think we've announced the lineup yet, but everything's getting pretty close to getting locked up. Yeah, we're right there.
Excellent. Well, tell us about your connection to Boulder, and how has your experience been playing Red Rocks the last couple of years? Actually, my first show was your first Red Rocks show.
Oh, cool, man.
Really?
Yeah.
We were just talking today about how we've been coming to Colorado for so many years now. We were trying to remember all the shows we've done. But Boulder, the Fox Theater, we started there. We played a lot of shows there. Kind of built up our fan base. Red Rocks, Colorado's like our second home. It's the best.
Yeah.
And playing Red Rocks is like a dream.
Yeah, there's a sweet spot there for me because my girlfriend, my sweet one, she's from Boulder. That's where I met her. So, yeah.
Sounds like a wonderful lady.
She's the bomb, yeah.
Good deal. Well, good. You guys definitely always throw down. I think last year you opened up for String Cheese there.
We were Disco Biscuits last year.
Oh, the
String
Cheese.
The year before that. But
it was
great.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
Yeah, excellent. Well, two good bands to partner up with there.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Our first time playing there was my first time going there, so that was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was really cool.
That is. How has it been working lately with the Sono Recording Group? And the legendary producer Ron St. Germain on your upcoming album, Plump Volume 2.
It's been pretty recent for us, so we're just kind of getting things going with everybody. I was lucky to go do some vocal work on some songs with Ron. He's a legend for sure. It was one of a very cool experience for me. He's the boss, man. He really knows what he's doing. It's incredible. SRG has been cool. I mean, we've been working together, and we're really excited for this album to drop.
Yep. And you guys are getting vinyl pressed, is that right?
Yeah, I think for the summertime we'll have it on vinyl.
Oh, that'd be cool. All right. Well, you guys can catch Twiddle this summer. They're actually opening for Mo at Red Rocks.
Yeah. Actually, it's Cobell.
Is it Cobell? Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Pigeons Playing Ping Pong is opening up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a fun lineup.
It's our first Cobell there. We're excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Do you know the date on that? I'm not sure if it's
August
13th.
August 13th. Yeah. Okay. And they're also playing Vail, the Burton Snowboard.
U.S. Open.
Yeah. And that's March 2nd, so check those guys out up there. Thank you so much, Gubs and Mahali. I appreciate it. And you guys go check out Twiddle next time they come around. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.
You bet. Cheers.